And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Our final segment together. Man, this shift, I say it every time I fill in, it just flies by. It's so much fun in the middle of the day. Thanks to Piatta, by the way, Italian street food, for bringing us some Italian street food. And today they were office food, and it was absolutely fantastic. Austin and I both crushed some of that. What did you get, Limits? Oh, Limits is on the phone. I'm sorry. He might be lining up Jeff Hathorn. Jeff will be joining us momentarily.
Piatta was very good,
it
Jason.
Was excellent.
I did catch that part as I was talking to Jeff. I had this crispy chicken wrap.
I did too.
That was really
crispy
good.
Crispy chicken BLT wrap.
Yes. I might have had two of them.
Did you?
Maybe.
You went back.
Well, no, I took two to begin with because I figured that they would be gone. And it was a large selection, so I didn't feel bad about it because there was a huge amount. So
yeah, and there's still a lot of food out there.
Is there?
Although it's only 1:30, so maybe we should allow people to make their way.
Pony and Mueller will be chowing down a little bit later on.
That's it. Way to go, boys. Well deserved. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Hotline is where we find the one and only Jeff Hathorn in Latrobe, about to watch the first Steelers practice of training camp. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good, Jason. How are you?
Good. It is great to talk to you. How's Latrobe treating you?
Same. It's great. We just had our lunch as well, and apparently I'm not going to be the only one out here watching Aaron Rodgers throw for the first time. I thought maybe I get an exclusive, but...
Joined by a few of your friends, I see.
Yes. It's actually pretty, as you would imagine, it's a pretty good crowd, as Billy Joel might say, for a Thursday, and... I mean, it's not quite full in the bleachers yet, but I think there's a lot of people that forget some of the rules and have to go back to their car. But it's a cool excitement. You know, it's like training camp, but with the heck of a lot more fans that watch the practice.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, let's start right there then. It's a great point. I'm 41. I can't remember a training camp that is more interesting than this one. How would you describe sort of the feeling, the vibe, the curiosity, or whatever, among the fan base for what the Steelers are about to embark on?
I think curiosity is a great word. I think there's excitement because of the names. Then there's the curiosity of, okay, what does Aaron Rodgers have left? Where does Jalen Ramsey play? What does Slay have? What about DK Metcalf? Who's going to be the number two receiver? How does Jonnu Smith, I mean... So you get these names, you have all these transactions which they've never had before. Now it's, okay, how are they all going to piece together? And I think that's what makes this such a fascinating camp, probably more so than any other year, is just because there's unknowns in every camp, but not options with names that people know. You know, a few years ago, they had to throw rookies into a lot of positions because they didn't have the depth. This year, it's different.
So about one of those guys, Jeff, Jalen Ramsey, let's talk about him for a second. I thought It was interesting what he said yesterday, kind of throwing some shade about this is how I make my money or I've made my money in the end. He seemed to be hinting that like he's going to play some corner. At the same time, I could see the Steelers bouncing him around a little bit. Just what's your assessment of Jalen Ramsey, his fit, and what we might see out of him?
Well, of the three, he's played the most inside by far. He also has the most experience as a safety, if you will, than anyone else. So that makes him the easy one to say early. But if it's not him, then who is it? Is it Juan Thornhill and one of those guys don't get on the field? I mean, Tomlin's been adamant that those three are going to be on the field. The thing is, Ramsey's probably your best man cover corner. So how do you not put him out there? But Slay hasn't played on the inside very much. So it's really that part. And people will watch one practice and think they have it figured out, but it's going to take several because they're going to run a whole bunch of different combinations.
Well, it's also going to be like that on the offensive side too, Jeff. And to ask you about Aaron Rodgers, I mean, what sort of things are you going to be looking for today? I know in minicamp we didn't see a whole lot of him in team drills. Just what do you need to see? Is there anything you can see in day one that'll make you feel any certain way about this? What are you going to be looking for with Rodgers?
mean, for me, I just want to see him throw more than 10 yards because that's all we got to see him throw in minicamp.
That's a good start, and preferably, you know, like with the defense.
Right. Like, let's see how it looks early on with him to Metcalf, with him working to Calvin Austin or the tight ends, or does any other receiver stand out? But, yeah, for me, for Aaron, it's I think the knowledge of the offense isn't going to be an issue. Will there be a cadence issue here or there? I'm sure. Will there be miscommunication early on? Probably. But I don't – you know, it's like Will Howard said about an hour ago, he's never met – now he's a rookie – but that he's never met or talked to a quarterback that understands the game like he does, of just how far advanced he is than anybody else. And again, it's a rookie that's saying this, but he has been around some names over in camps and other things that he's been to. So how does this look out here, and how quickly, I think more so, can the other guys kind of rally around him? And then if there are plays that he likes or doesn't like, what's going to be his veto power? I mean, we've heard for years, you know, that whether it was Kenny Pickett or Mitch Trubisky or Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, that they met with Arthur Smith and then they came up with a game plan. Well, how much is Aaron going to be allowed to say, listen, this is what's going to work. Just kind of let me roll with this.
Jeff, one of the best parts about training camp, Limits and I were joking about this earlier, is just overreacting to everything. We can't help it. It's fun. You know, if we're going to be rational, I don't want to be here. What's your pick for the overreaction storyline of training camp?
That Will Howard is the next starting quarterback, because he's going to show up in a game out here or in a preseason game, and people are going to lose their mind because he'll go 11 of 15 in the second half with a couple of touchdowns against many guys who won't be in the NFL by the end of August. So I think that's going to be the overreaction. It could be a running back if one of them has a hot start, but I think that, to me, the overreaction negatively will be the first time one of those defensive backs gets burned, that they don't know what they're doing. They can't have those three guys at the same time. You know, there'll be a miscommunication with Deshaun Elliott. Oh, they should have kept Minka, although won't hear a lot of that. But, you know, stuff like that's going to come, I think, as an overreaction.
So if they line up right now, Jeff, 11 on 11, well, it's probably not a good – what do you think the wide receiver pecking order is at this point behind DK Metcalf? Let's say it that way.
I think it's DK Metcalf, two tight ends, and Calvin Austin.
Okay.
If it's an obvious running situation or maybe a third and short, maybe Austin gets replaced by Woods. But I think those tight ends play, if not all, nearly all the time. Obviously, Metcalf's going to be out there. Maybe there's a third and tight where, because Jonnu's not a great blocker, that maybe he comes off the field. But I think that's going to be the pecking order. And I think the wild card here is, you know, the Connor Hayward being able to carve a role for himself. The one that is kind of crazily forgotten about, but was talked about so much during OTAs before the Jonnu ad, is Darnell Washington.
Hmm.
Like, how is Darnell, who was praised for being thinner, he looked faster, now all of a sudden, how does he fit? Because while he's a big guy, he's not a better special teamer than Cam or than Connor Hayward. So what is his roster spot on this team all of a sudden? And I don't mean from a release standpoint, but on a Sunday, like, where are his snaps?
I don't see it, Jeff. I don't see it. He and Denzel might be fairly similar. I don't know.
It's the same thing people get with, you know, Ben Skoranek is a great special teamer. So Roman Wilson better show that he can play special teams, or he might be watching games. For as great as everybody thinks he looked, and he was a third-round pick, special teams is going to matter when you're dressing all those other bodies and potentially dressing four tight ends for a game.
It is 1:42. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Jeff Hathorn, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy practice. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, take care. Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director. He's the best, enjoying the beautiful sights and sounds of La Trobe and St. Vincent College. We are back, baby! Training camp is about to get underway. I can't wait. Limits, I'm with Jeff. The one thing you have to focus your attention on, and I don't care. I don't care if it's overreaction season or not. It's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron bleeping Rodgers is the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers as they head to Latrobe for training camp. I can't believe that. Imagine telling yourself 10 years ago that we'd be going to a training camp, would be observing training camp, and Aaron Rodgers is in Latrobe. It's just wild. I think Limits is on the phone. I lost him. He's too busy working back there.
I was actually talking to Pony about something. He called.
Where are you?
I was connecting Pony there at Studio B today.
Oh, okay. All right. See, you're actually doing work. Here I am just blabbing about Aaron Rodgers and my excitement to see him as the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I apologize for my ignorance not listening, Jason, as I was on the phone.
We both sound like Starkey.
What is the premise of the question?
Just that no matter what, you have to start with Aaron Rodgers, and it's crazy to me that in 10 minutes, Aaron Rodgers is going to be officially the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers in Latrobe.
So
mind-blowing.
I will be at camp in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, for PAC Media Day, and we'll also be able to check out training camp. And being able to see Aaron Rodgers in a Steelers uniform for the first time live and in person is going to be so weird.
I know.
And seeing him complete a pass to DK Metcalf will be even odder. I mean, what is this, the NFC Pro Bowl competition? I mean, that's what it'll feel like with Jalen Ramsey in coverage. That's ultimately what it feels like with this team.
Metcalf-Ramsey is going to be fun.
The only thing is, it's like those battles that Deontay Johnson and Joey Porter would have. Or remember those battles with like AB against just insert cornerback here? I feel like that's what DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey is going to become, where it is appointment viewing for people that go up to Latrobe and want to just check out training camp. So that'll be seeing Rodgers in a Steelers uniform that will be very odd. It just is going to end up coming down to, Jason, can these experienced players show their experience in terms of production and not in terms of age, and show their age, especially Rodgers?
Couple more minutes. I got a fun topic for Austin to finish the show with, but first, make sure you check out our newest edition of Breaking Bread, presented by Saloni's Italian Bread. It's on the 93.7 The Fan YouTube page. Jack Hillgrove went to Gianelli's in Greensburg to chat with his grandfather. Bill talks about his long career as a broadcaster. It's a special segment found on Saloni's Instagram page. Bill reveals the former partner with whom he would like to be stranded on an island, of all things. 50-minute mark on The Fan, couple minutes early from that. My apologies. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Limit, something I saw on Twitter earlier today that I didn't know this, and I'm curious if you did. Did you see the Browns helmet and the dude?
Was hilarious.
I think it was a jersey unveiling. He fell off.
It was the helmet, so they unveiled like a new helmet.
Okay. Unveiling the Alpha Dog alternate helmet, yes.
Sponsored by Dude Wipes, by the way.
Did you know that the Browns were sponsored by Dude Wipes?
No, but I think it's absolutely perfect that the Browns are sponsored by Dude Wipes. It just matches perfectly.
It's so good. It is so good. I'm like ashamed that I didn't know this or see this. Why was this not publicized more? And the inevitable question, have you ever tried a Dude Wipe?
No.
I have. They're very nice.
Have you?
Very nice.
Interesting.
They make a nice product. I can't say I use them regularly, but there is absolutely a bag or box or whatever you want to call them of Dude Wipes in our house. Never so often. Yeah.
Well, the Browns are the Browns.
The Browns is the Browns.
And it seems like that fits perfectly as the guy was taking the video of the helmet of, I think, Brownie the Elf and the Dude Wipe mascot guy, and he completely fell into the lake.
Yep. Somebody, a commenter on the 93.7 The Fan YouTube page, Noah Hyles should get a Dude Wipe endorsement, and they could say they help with Noah Hyles piles.
Fascinating. My question also is, why was the helmet on a platform in the water to begin with?
Know.
Why is that your big idea? Sure, let's just put it in the water. That'll be cool. Why can't it be on land? Like, why did you ultimately decide water on a raft? That just feels like trouble from the start.
And I'm sorry. Yes, I completely agree with you. Also, have you watched the video of this dude falling in?
Maybe about 20 times by now.
Is it real?
Yes, it's real. How is it fake? I mean,
I think he went down on purpose. I think he took a dive.
No, there's no way he took a dive.
Dude, I've watched it 20 times as well. How do you not know that just land disappears?
I don't know.
It's like he kept going. He could see it in front of him, and then all of a sudden he was surprised when he took another step that there was no longer this flotilla under his feet.
It's Cleveland. Nothing surprises me that goes on up there anymore.
They should know they have ground. Did they not know how gravity works?
That's the mistake by the lake, Jason. They just want to indulge in more of the lake, apparently.
Man, there are some cities that like we're conditioned to hate as Pittsburghers, like Baltimore being one of them, right? Like Baltimore's such a rival. We're supposed to hate the Ravens, whatever. You go to Baltimore, I don't know if you've ever gone like as a person, just as a fan. It's a great time. It is a fantastic time. I get into this discussion with people about Philadelphia. I don't like Philadelphia as a city. I don't stay anywhere near downtown when I stay by the airport. But like we're supposed to hate Philadelphia sports teams. Flyers Media Relations, Phillies Media Relations, Wells Fargo Center, Citizens Bank Park. They're great places to cover a game. Even the Eagles. From a working capacity, it's great. There are so many cities around here that we're supposed to dislike based on rivalries. And it's a fallacy. Cleveland delivers. I never look forward to going
Cleveland
to Cleveland.
Cleveland delivers, really?
I mean, in stinking. I don't ever want to go to Cleveland. I have no desire.
I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, the best part was probably going home.
Typically, you know, the best sign of life in Cleveland is Pittsburgh, 241 miles.
It's a great t-shirt. It's a great t-shirt. All right, let's wrap it up. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. Sunny today with a high of James Harrison, 92, 89 degrees tomorrow, and a 55% chance of rain. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. This has been so much fun. Always enjoy working with your limits. We're back together tomorrow, too.
Yes, we are. I'll see you then.
The Route 51 Connection. The PM team is next. Peace.